You are listening to the Better Together podcast, brought to you by the National Association of Free Will Baptists.
Welcome to the Better Together podcast, where we look for ways we can work together to advance the cause of Christ among Free Will Baptists and around the world. Today we have Dr. Brad Ransom. He's the Director of Church Planting and the Chief Training Officer for Free Will Baptist North American Ministries. And one of the big projects that Dr. Ransom works with is the boot camp that NAM offers. So we want to talk to him about that today. So first off, thank you for joining us today, Dr. Ransom.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Hey, tell us about boot camp, and let's just give us a quick overview of what boot camp consists of.
Okay. So our pastor's boot camp, we actually do a couple of different things that we call boot camps. One is our church planter boot camp, but that's not what we're here necessarily to talk about. So our church planter boot camp, we developed these pastor's boot camps because we were seeing some really good things come out of our church planter boot camp, just some resources and ideas that we offered through that. So we started broadening that some and offering that to just local church pastors. And so any church can send their pastor and participate in the pastor's boot camp training. So it's basically, it's a 2 full days of training. We do it here at our national offices. And so we just try to cap it at about 15 pastors so we can keep it a smaller group. But it's just 2 full days, starting at 8 or 9 in the morning, going to about dinner time in the evening. We provide lunch here at the office on the 2 days that they're here, and then we just have different speakers speaking on various subjects throughout those couple of days, and it's just practical training for every pastor. So it's can be for churches that are struggling, but it also can be for churches that their pastor just wants to get some additional training and try to sharpen some skills on certain areas. And so that's kind of a quick overview without getting into specifics about what the sessions are that the pastor's boot camp is about.
That's great. So really, they don't have to pay a fee to participate in the boot camp. They do have to get themselves here,
right,
to Nashville, Tennessee. So it's a really, you can't beat it.
Right.
You can't beat the price.
Right. Yeah, we do. We provide it absolutely free. Lunch is included. So we provide the lunch, like I said, on both days. So you're right. We just ask them to get here to Nashville. Then there is, one night at least. And if they're driving very far, they may have to come in on a Sunday evening because generally they're on a Monday and Tuesday. We've just found those days to be the best days for most pastors. Full-time pastors, that may be, troublesome for bivocational guys, but we know we can't find a perfect time for everybody. But basically Monday and Tuesday, so they may have to spend Sunday night and Monday night, and they provide that themselves. We have a special rate that we can get at a local hotel that's close by the office, and we get them that information ahead of time.
That's great. So I'm a pastor, and I'm thinking about doing this. What are some of the topics, some of the areas that would be addressed that I could really come in and hone some of my skills on?
So what we've found is most pastors come to us with a wide variety of expectations and needs. But one of the things that we have found that most pastors really struggle with is just really staying current and up to date on just discipleship type issues, developing new leaders. So we really try to focus a lot on those particular things about what does discipleship really look like through the evangelism process into discipleship. How do we deal with millennials and Gen Zers? And, what are some defining characteristics that we need to know as a local church that's going to help us reach these different age, demographic a little bit better? So we deal with culture. We deal with a lot of those, like I said, discipleship and leader kind of issues. But then we try to also have a variety of different topics that change each time. So we have some sessions that are pretty constant through our boot camps, but then some change also, and we have different speakers, so depending on availability of speakers, but you've been helping us with those, and so you have some expertise in just some areas that we take advantage of in caring for the flock and some crisis intervention type counseling issues, so we cover some of those things. And we're going to be doing, you know, just new things as it changes and goes along. And as we get feedback from pastors, we want to try to give them things that they're facing, you know, out there in the trenches. But those are kind of the main areas of focus mm-hmm. that we really deal with is leadership and discipleship, those types of things.
And so really that it's always going to have leadership and discipleship. And so some of the other topics depend upon some of the feedback you've mm-hmm. received or some of the words you've heard from you're out and about in the churches and our associations. And so people are saying, hey, I could use right. this and that. And you try to bring
exactly.
that to them.
Yep.
So you do two of these a year, mm-hmm. One in the fall, one in the spring.
Right.
So if I want to learn more and I'm interested in coming, how do I learn more about that?
Yeah. So on our social media, specifically Facebook, our Free Will Baptist North American Ministries, we always have our most current and up-to-date information that we post on our social media. They can also contact our office, and we can give them specific dates and information. We also, you know, if they do want to register, they just let us know, and then we put them on our list. And we do cap it, like I said, at 15. Because we want to keep it a manageable enough group where we can have some discussions and we do a couple of projects type things and that sort of thing. So we try to keep it to a smaller group, and they do fill up. I mean, every time that we've done it, we've had a max capacity. And so I do encourage pastors to be sure and contact our office, North American Ministries. They can go to our website, fwbnam.com. So if they visit our website, they can get our contact information, call our office. We can give them the next upcoming dates. Mm-hmm. And if it does get to the point where we run out of space, then we'll add them to a list, and we call them very first whenever we do the next one. So, you know, say it's coming up to the spring one and it fills up and they call too late and we don't have any room, then we'll add them to a list and we'll call them first to enroll them in the spring one or the fall one, the next one coming up. So we try to make it where it's not too far in advance. If they want to come to one, we try to get them in as quickly as we can.
And that's good. We should say, you alluded to it earlier, these guys get close to each other, and that's part of having the smaller mm-hmm. group where they can interact, where they can talk and share. And I mean, we even had a fellow that was a recent boot camp attendee, and he contacted folks here, you know, passing through town. So right. truly relationships are
Absolutely.
Developed as a result of this, and it truly is for anyone. Mm-hmm. Well, we thank you for what you're doing, Dr. Ransom. Anything else you wanted to share with us about boot camp before we sign off today?
We just, you know, again, it's really for anyone. So if your church is healthy, if it's growing, there still will be some things that could be helpful to you as a pastor, but also especially if your church is struggling, or if you're finding yourself with those questions, you know, what do I do? How do I reach today's generation? What are some things maybe our church could do better, focus on, then we really encourage those pastors. You know, we want to be an encouragement, we want to be a help, and we try to stay as cutting edge as we can on just best practices and those sorts of things within the context of our tradition and our denomination, and of course, biblical ideals and standards. And so it's really, I think, very helpful. We've had some really good feedback from many pastors that have attended previous boot camps. So I think it's definitely worth the time, and would encourage any pastor to try to get scheduled to come to one as quickly as they can.
Absolutely. And they will leave with something to use. They will leave with a plan. They will leave with ideas to mm-hmm. then put into practice that actually can be put into practice
Absolutely.
Immediately.
Right.
Well, thank you, my friend, for mm-hmm. stopping by and giving us that information today.
All right. Thank you.
And we want to thank you, our listeners, for stopping by and listening to us as well. Please take this podcast, share it with someone that might be interested in it. Subscribe on YouTube if you've not done that. And remember, we truly are better when we work together for the cause of Jesus Christ. Thank you for joining us today.